plate a potential nugget.
Atul, you were getting a little worn down by the IT business. You then tried your hand at a couple of B2C spaces, DJing and bartending, that didn't quite work out for different reasons. But talk to us about where the seeds of a career in stand-up comedy were sown.
Now what happened, I just like go back in 2010 is when sort of I joined Facebook, okay? When Facebook sort of just sort of came in. There was Orkut. I never got onto the Orkut bandwagon, fortunately. But I got straight onto the Facebook. And Facebook gave opportunities to, you know, express your opinion through those posts or status updates or whatever you call them. And you get instant gratification from friends, from, you know, family or whoever's connected to you on Facebook. And I loved that because, I used to put up some, I still do that every day. I put up some 3-4 posts every day. It's an observation on Bollywood, on politics, satire, life, family, what's happening around. I used to put up these posts on Facebook and I used to get a lot of good feedback from there. And it was always original. I used to always put very humorous kind of updates or, satire or whatever you call it. And that's where, a lot of people start telling me, hey, dude, you're very funny, you're very original. People used to get, I used to get calls from my NRI friends saying that we only log into Facebook to see what's happening in India through your posts because you make a, sort of comment, political comment or some satire on it. And we get to know about it. And then again, after 4 hours, we again log in, what have you posted? Just to know what's happening in India, just to know what's happening around. And there, a lot of people say, hey, you're very funny, you're very original. Why don't you try your hand at stand-up comedy? And this is 2011. At that time, you had to realize that stand-up comedy was very, very new. I didn't know. I used to see some posts happening. A comedian Veer Das, Papa CJ, they had started some things. They used to do these comedy shows.
Yeah.
And I never knew that what stand-up comedy was. Generally, I was a fan of comedy. If you reflect back, I should love Kishore Kumar and Mehmood and, the Padosan and Bombay to Goa. And if given a choice, I would always love to go for a funny movie than a serious play. I would choose my movie or choose, it has to be funny. I just don't want to go for a boring or a, some epic historical movie. I always go for the fun stuff. So that's when, I said, okay, let me go. There were some shows happening around in Bombay and I went there. And there was a time also, there was this comedy club in Bombay called the Comedy Store, which later on became the Canvas Laugh Club. And now as we speak, it's shut down in 2017-18, it shut down.
Yeah.
And because of some financial reasons. So,
and I found it amazing. I've been to the Comedy Store in London.
Yes, correct. It's the same people. Don Ward and Charlotte. Don and his daughter Charlotte run it. So these guys.
I was amazed that I think they had one in London, one in Manchester, and the third one they opened in Bombay.
Correct.
It's
so
quite incredible.
Yeah, it was. In fact, and honestly, I genuinely give them all the credit for sort of being the very, very big catalyst for the rise of stand-up comedy in India. Because at that time, I'll come to the Comedy Store later because to let you know how they really helped a lot of the careers, a lot of the comedians. So what happened was that I started going and watching some shows at the Comedy Store and some other bars and open mics which used to happen. And I said, hey, I think I can give this a try. It seems this. And there was also a time, there was this very popular Russell Peters video which went viral, on YouTube. These are times when YouTube was sort of coming and not everybody had access to YouTube. Not only people knew what YouTube, talking about time, and I think there was 1G or 2G technology. So there was not, enough streaming and things like that,
So
that Russell Peters video came and I said, chalo, let me give it a try. So it was actually a New Year resolution, 1st Jan 2012 or 31st December 2011, however you look at it. I said, no, this year I have to change my life. I have to give it a shot. So I said, I'll sign up for the first comedy open mic which comes. And the first comedy open mic was on 2nd Feb 2012, after a month. And I didn't know what stand-up comedy was. Honestly, I didn't. But I wrote something. Because I used to write these funny posts. I knew what satire was. I wrote a big piece. I memorized it and went and sort of did my first open mic. And it went off very well. We didn't tell our children about it. My wife asked me, do you want me to come along with you? I said, yeah, please come because I don't want to jump off the bridge if I bomb. It's a bit too embarrassing, at this age, 45-year-old man going and trying comedy and the uncle coming on stage and doing and, So I said, no, please come. We didn't tell our children about it. We just told them we are going out for dinner because children had thought dad's gone mad, trying to do comedy at this age. And that time my elder daughter was 17, younger one was 15. So yeah, it started from that open mic, and I did very well at the open mic. I met a lot of the other comedians, said, hey, you're very original, you have a very good voice. Voice means you have an opinionated voice. So don't leave this. Because a lot of people, they do it like a bucket list. They do it only once. And because genuinely, this craft is so, going up on stage, writing jokes, making people laugh, I think is a very, very difficult job. You know, it sounds, looks very easy, but it's genuinely, I know the craft, so I know how difficult it is. So I went, and actually from that open mic, it started. I started doing more open mics, started doing there. And for 4 years, I did, from 2012 to 2016, I did both my CEO-giri as well as stand-up comedy. And 2016, when I saw that, that was the time the market was booming, the stand-up comedy scene in India, because more comedy clubs were opening in different parts, and the comedians were sort of coming. We were getting a lot of corporate gigs. You know, comedy as an art form so started getting accepted in India, And 2016, then I finally took the call and I resigned from my CEO job and got full-time into comedy, This is my sort of journey in, I think, 15 minutes.
No, it's quite incredible, Atul, because in a way, you've been very, while comedy was a third thing you tried, you spoke about, DJing and mixing drinks. It looked like a concerted effort to move out of the current.
Generally, it was not really to move out. It was more to have one more aspect, to be very honest with you. It was not that when I started, it was not that, I have to stop this and get into that. Leaving my CEO job and getting into comedy was a call which I saw that opportunity, that this line was growing very fast. I had a good name in it. And because of my age and because of my material, I get a lot of corporate shows. Very humbly, I think I'm one of the few comedians in India who can handle a corporate show very well, because not all comedians can handle a corporate show because of the material, because of the sensitivities, reading the audience. And so I could see I was doing well, and it would be foolish of me not to ride this faster horse, to be honest with you. And it was not that I was not doing well here or the company was not, till the last day. And also, let me tell you one thing, when I shut down the company, it was done very, very methodically. We didn't shut down the company. I shut down my division because my brother never wanted to get into hardware and, sales and all, because that's like a plumbing business, honestly. So he didn't want to get into that. He was very happy doing his consultancy work. The margins are much higher there. And, the PC sales and all, very thin margins, high volumes, but thin margins. So he didn't want to get into that game. He didn't like that business at all. So we decided to shut that division, and I took 1 year to shut it down. It was not like, one day I come and say, chalo, band ho raha hai company. It was like, I took 1 year to shut it down. I met every client of mine, because we were, I was the face of the company. These were the clients we had relations for 25, 26 years. And I went up to them and told them that, hey guys, some of them knew I was doing comedy, because 4 years I was into it. Some of them didn't know. And you'd be surprised to know, 6 out of 10 CEOs I met after the meeting used to tell me, Mr. Khatri, you want to spend 2 minutes alone with you in my cabin. And so take me in the cabin, shut the door, and I say, how the hell did you do it? Humko bhi nikalna yahan se. Tell me, what is the mantra? I said, I don't know, yaar. Go for it, whatever you like. Go for it.
No, you're right. Everybody deals with midlife in the closet, right? Nobody wants to.
I think I was very lucky, because, sometimes when I think of it, Deepak, that morning of 2nd Feb 2012, when I went for that comedy, I was not sleeping, I think, 3 nights before, because just the thought of going on stage was also one more thing. In school, I was never the guy, who's into elocution and debates, or that oversmart kid who want to take part in every play. I was that studious kind of a guy who will probably just introduce the chief guest and run away. Getting on stage was a very, very frightful experience. So I was just thinking, that particular morning I could have bailed out. It was just telling myself, hey, I have this important presentation to make tomorrow. I have this important proposal to make. Forget it. Chalo, next month I'll do. And that next month, if I had done, I would have never done it, because then I would have chickened out of it. Because see, other than bartending or learning DJing, it's, sitting with somebody in a room and learning something. But this was going up on stage, throwing yourself in front of 30, 40 people and trying to make them laugh. And, believe me, when you go on stage, 100 people, 200 people, sometimes I perform for, even my maximum crowd has been 3,500 people, where they, they look at you, okay, now make us laugh, and snap and make us laugh. We have paid you. Now, chalo, kaam shuru karo. So,
show me what you've got.
Show me what you've got. Show me why I've paid 1,000 rupees for your ticket. So, there's a lot of pressure on you. And that pressure sometimes can, you know, get on you. But it's very, very scary. Still today, whenever I go on stage, and most comedians, most of us, whenever we go on stage, even though I've been doing it for 8 years now, you know, 1 hour before the show, I've got rats running in my stomach, butterflies in my stomach. Mm-hmm. I'm pacing up and down. I stop eating, keep on sipping water. So all these things happen, which is, I think, a part and parcel of this.
Atul speaking about him nervously approaching the first open mic reminds me of how this podcast started about 4 years back. I knew I wanted to start doing a podcast series on leadership transitions and careers, but was struggling to figure out where to start. I remember waiting in the Mumbai airport, waiting to board my flight, and I happened to see the tennis legend Vijay Amritraj from the corner of my eye. And I walked up to him and I said, I want to interview you on your journey. And he looked at me quizzically saying, who are you again? And somehow I managed to convince him in the next 10 minutes of my intent. And then he said, if you're free, come to Bangalore, to my hotel room in Leela, and let's record this conversation. So a couple of days later, I jump on a flight, go to Bangalore, meet him in his Leela hotel room and record this conversation. And, that's how this podcast started. And sometimes I need to pinch myself on the journey till date after about 60 conversations over the last 4 years. But like Atul says, there was a bit of I need to put myself out of my comfort zone that really kicked the ball in motion. What's interesting is that Atul says he had no prior background in public speaking or stand-up, but he felt he had the intrinsics for it. Often we constrain our world of possibilities by looking at our skills. One of the pieces to watch out for is what's the one piece of feedback that people give you that you take for granted about yourself. That's often a superpower that we are sitting on that could open up a new pathway for the future. And that pathway could be in an orthogonal plane. Thank you for listening.